AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Bill Cosby is released from prison in Pennsylvania after the state's highest court overturned his sex assault conviction.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constand over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Only two House Republicans voted with the majority Democrats to form a select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by a mob loyal to former President Donald Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy. Let's be on the right side, not only of history, but the right side of the future.
Several Republicans who voted against the bipartisan commission passed by the House but blocked by Senate Republicans and today's select committee raised concerns about the majority Democrats having the majority on the committee. Four more bodies have been found in the rubble of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida. The death toll stands at 16. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky.
We're dealing with inclement weather as I speak, but we keep moving forward. We keep looking for certain signs, specific things as we're checking areas, focusing on our grids.
Crews searching for survivors built a ramp to allow the use of heavier equipment, potentially accelerating the removal of the concrete. Officials are also keeping up with two storm systems, which the National Hurricane Center says have the chance of becoming tropical systems in the coming days. This is AP News. The NCAA reverses itself and now agrees to allow athletes to be compensated for the use of their names, image, or likeness. Twice-serving Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has died. Here's Mike Gracia.
Donald Rumsfeld, who served as Secretary of Defense in two administrations, died Tuesday, according to a statement from his family. He was 88. Rumsfeld enjoyed a long career in government, working under four U.S. presidents. He was Defense Secretary under President Gerald Ford and returned to lead the Pentagon in 2001 under President George W. Bush. In the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001, Rumsfeld oversaw the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2003 and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. As he retired in December 2006, Rumsfeld told the troops in a recorded message,
"It has been the highest honor of my life to serve with you, the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.